Easter weekend, where chocolate and road trips collide. Drive safe with Fresh FM. Happy
Easter. Where chocolate and road trips collide. I love it. 8:11 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Easter time. But it is 8:11 also Namibia Careers Expo time. It's something that has been running since 2009. There's a lot of us that went through the Careers Expo and we are what we are because of this incredible platform that started since then. And we're going to have a conversation about it right now, Shaquan, isn't it?
Yes.
About the Namibia Namibia's premier career development platform. And just to see what this year's edition has in store for us. And with that said, we've got OC Emily Kandanga Erastus in studio, the head of digital media.
Yeah.
Good morning, OC Emily.
Good morning.
How's your morning?
So beautiful. So nice to be here with you too.
You look like you woke up at 3.
Girl.
And
went back to sleep.
Woke up at 3, right? Got in a 20-kilometer run, made food for the husband, you just soaked it, I don't know, for an hour. Yeah. I don't know, I just feel like Emily's life is just so together. And I look at her reels and I'm just like, bro, when do you get this time?
I'm glad I am portraying, you know, something.
Yeah. Something?
but it's sort of kind of chaotic in real life.
Like it is for most of us.
Yeah. But Emily, thank you so much for being here. It is always a pleasure to have you. You are a friend of the brand. You know this. Today we're talking about the Namibia Careers Expo, a platform that has been around since 2009. Talk to us about this year's theme, this year's thinking, and what's the plan for this year?
So this year, the Careers Expo, which will be actually the 13th edition, it would have been the 15th, but COVID came around.
And
took 2 years from us. But we are now working on the 13th edition, which is bringing a lot of different changes, a lot of different elements that are coming to this edition. It will still take place at the Winter Country Club on the 3rd and the 4th of April. Mm-hmm. And it will feature speakers from all different areas, from all different industries. This edition also of the Careers Expo is sponsored by the Bankers Association of Namibia, represented by Bank Windhoek and First National Bank. Mm-hmm. And we've also added a new element, which is something we're calling sections. And we have section sponsors, where basically different leaders of industry get to sponsor a specific section. Yeah. And then basically they just get to champion what that industry does in that section. Oh,
that is a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So particularly this year, we have green hydrogen from represented by Fortescue Energy. And they're going to be showcasing green hydrogen and the different careers that can exist in that space. Right. And then we also have the Environmental Investment Fund, which I think is really cool because sustainability, green. Yes. And they're going to be showcasing environmental stewardship and entrepreneurship as well. So those are the two sections that we're really excited because it's future.
Yeah, it's absolutely futuristic. And it makes relevant for today's time, especially with EIF, the Investment Fund. Mm. I'm so happy that green hydrogen is going to be part of this because, you know, green hydrogen is still such a mess in terms of information when it comes to people. If you ask people right now on the ordinary street, what exactly is green hydrogen?
They'll like, we heard so much about it.
Exactly, but we don't really understand it. So for our kids to be involved with it via the Careers Expo and the different careers that may exist or come from this is exceptional.
It is epic. One last thing before you continue.
Of course. Yeah.
We also have the UNFPA coming on board they are sponsoring something we're calling a seminar. So we're doing a little seminar, sort of master classes that are meant to transfer certain skills to the learners that come in. So we're focusing on things like entrepreneurship, managing your digital and protecting your digital footprint, things like that are often left to the wayside. But then when it becomes like prevalent in your life, you're like, oh my God, why didn't I know this? Even things like financial management, like budgeting, it's not so sexy, but the kids do need to have, we need to start having these conversations. And so we're so thankful for the UNFPA for coming on board for sponsoring that. And also the speakers hall this year is sponsored by Be Free. Through the One Economy Foundation.
Of course, Be Free had to be involved.
But why do you think this platform is really important, you know, for students and so forth? Because I remember, like, when I was in school, we had people coming in from all over, like, and it was someone every other day, right? But just having everyone in one space. One like, what do you, yeah, what do you think it's going to do for the students this time around?
And I love that you touched on that, everyone in one space, because in the past, the reason why the Careers Expo exists is because back in 2009, when the founders looked at the current environment, mm-hmm. it was schools, universities hosting their own career fairs, focusing on their own courses that they offer. So they thought, there's a big gap here. We need to bring everybody together, and also people from South Africa. We have representatives from different schools in South Africa as well. We also have representatives from, if you want to study in Russia, Switzerland. There's a little bit of everything. So it gives, honestly, learners an opportunity to just tap into that global network that exists and that's available. I think it's so powerful.
I promise you, coming from a small town, I really wish we had a Careers Expo when I finished school, because I finished in 2008, right? And the only thing you knew, or the only thing that we knew at the time was, was Polytech. And okay, so what does Polytech offer? Okay, HR management. Okay, sharp.
I'm taking this one.
Not really looking at the options. Yeah. Not really looking at what may, you know, speak to your passion, what may interest you, what may do something for your soul, for that matter, just by walking through this hall, getting this seminar that the UNFP will be involved.
Exactly.
Things like that. So I'm so excited for these kids. Oh my goodness.
Me too. Yeah. When I think about it too, I was a speaker last year, and I've been there as a way to.
That was a great session, by the way. I caught it.
You caught it.
Yeah.
That's so nice to hear. I love getting that feedback, because I'm hearing that too, that the kids really took something away from that. And me walking away from that, I was like, oh gosh, was I speaking a bit too much? Like, tune into yourself. But
find
they
yourself.
Understood. They understood.
Yeah.
And we planted those seeds. And I think that's so important, because it just gives you an opportunity to think about your life differently. And that could just be everything for one kid to just see that, oh my God, there's more out there. There's different out there. And I can also have that.
Yeah.
I think that's just so powerful.
How does it work with the schools? Perhaps maybe there's a teacher right now that's listening and they hear about this fantastic platform, but for some reason they haven't heard of it and they want to bring their kids maybe to the Career Expo. Is there a registration process? Is there a payment method? Or how do the schools get involved?
So we provide free transport for all Windhoek-based schools.
Okay.
So that's something we already have quite a list of learners that are going to be coming through. We're expecting 3,000 learners this year to be coming through. And we have a school also coming from Luderitz this year
to come in.
Lovely.
How? Right?
Are they coming at
Luderitz?
Well, that's far.
Wow.
That's amazing. So, I see that, first of all, just two things. Emily's live right now and on the Instagram page.
Yes,
Namibia_careers_expo. Do check it out, because I do see that the page is very active, but also was head of media. That's
I
you.
Mean.
And they're literally updating everything, even all the universities that are actually going to be there. Is there going to be a list of pickup points, or has that already been sorted as to where you're picking up the students from?
So that has already been sorted and communicated, and all the logistics are sorted with the schools and the teachers from the schools.
Yeah.
So that relationship luckily has been building over the years, because this has been something we've always done. It's transport learners to the Winter Country Club and to get to experience the expo. They spend about 2 hours there walking through the different exhibitions, attending a session in the speakers hall, and then also a seminar. So
speaking of the speakers though, can you give us a little bit of a sneak peek of who we can expect this time around?
Okay. Just giving it all. I love it.
Just know that I'll be on the roster.
Come
so
on.
It's going to be magical.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, wait. Namibia's premier career development platform. That's the Namibia Careers Expo. Thank you so much, Emily Kandangarasis, for your time. The work that you guys do is invaluable. I promise you, if we open the floor even right now and just ask, who has
attended
this and maybe gotten a career out of this, I tell you, we'll probably hear testimonies from here until the moon.
Absolutely. And you know, I was actually just going to say with Emily, I followed Emily's journey from Malaysia. So I've been following her, like, you know, on YouTube and so forth, and seeing her grow into what she has grown into now, It's really amazing that you're actually going to be speaking this time around as well, because that's just a reminder that, listen, we don't have to go the traditional route of just doctor, just nurse, just engineer, whatever. There's still so much out there that is really fulfilling.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for that. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
All right, cool. Emily Kandanga Erastus, the head of digital media. If your school is not involved, get in touch with the Careers Expo. Yeah. All right, find them on socials. They are everywhere, and get your school there. It's important. There's a school coming all the way from Lüderitz. How much they see the value of this platform. All right, Vintu Country Club, the 3rd and the 4th of April, started in 2009 and it's still going strong.
A better life. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.